We live in Spencer County, which is one of the most highly polluted counties in the country. We're actually 23rd out of over 3,000 counties in the United States for toxic release. And this plant's going to be actually within our city limits. And with all the pollution we already have in Spencer County, it's just adding more to it. Of course, they're telling us it's clean coal, which that's something I do not believe in. But any added pollution in Spencer County is unnecessary. And the close proximity to this plant, to human life, is devastating, in my opinion. The company who's proposing this is called Riverview Energy, and it uses the VCC process, which it doesn't burn the coal, but it pulverizes it. But there's still going to be releases of toxins and sulfur dioxide and ammonia. Actually, it's going to release nearly about 750 tons a year of pollutants. But this pollution will be every day, and it will add. We have beautiful farmland around here, and my fear is that will, you know, cause problems for the farmland and the animals. And like I said, my biggest concern is it's right in the middle of town. This is inside the city limits, and I'm sure if you've seen these kind of plants before, they're out in the middle of nowhere. And this is going to be sitting right on top of us. It's 512 acres is what they're proposing. I think they have put options on the land. And the close proximity to human life, I mean, there's some people that are within 60 yards of the property line. Their homes are. And our property values, that's a big concern of people that will go down. But it's just the release of toxins in an already polluted county. It doesn't make sense to me. Why are we adding more? Of course, like I said, they call this clean coal, but it doesn't matter where you burn it or pulverize it. You're still going to have the coal dust. You're still going to have the sulfur dioxide and the hazard of air pollutants, the nitrogen oxides, the ammonia, it's still going to be here. What we've done so far is try to get people informed because it was kind of kept hush-hush. There was rumors in town, have you heard this, have you heard that? And we then went to town board meetings, and they don't give us specifics. And so we pretty well had to find out most of this on our own. And when the air quality permit was applied for in January of this year, it's at our local library, and we have it on our website also. And we have a retired chemical engineer and a couple of doctors looking at this, and I've also had calls from all over the country from people who have been actually in the EPA that said this could be devastating as close as it is. It's less than a mile as the crow flies from an elementary school. This is how close it is to people. Our zoning board, which is an advisory board, voted 4-3, so it was a close vote, but the town board voted 5-0 for, and now all they tell us is that it's in the hands of IDEM. They don't want to accept any more responsibility. Well, right now we're waiting for IDEM to either approve the permit or not. They've had it since January, so I actually expect to hear anything on that at any time. And then at that time, we're going to need everybody against this to come to the hearing and voice their opinions. And that's why I said the group I'm in, our main focus has been getting people informed. And we've had a couple of forums where we've had really good turnouts. We had over 200 people at our last one. We've been canvassing towns and passing out information, just making people aware and hoping people will get involved. We have a website. It's called NOC2D.com. It's got specifics about the plant. It has the air quality permit on it. We've got a petition on there. We have a Facebook page under our Southwestern Indiana Citizens for Quality of Life. We're just trying to get the word out, and we're trying to get people to come to the hearing whenever that will be, which I expect at any time. Of course, if IDEM approves the permit, then to my understanding, they have 18 months to start construction. We have over 800 signatures on our petition online. We've turned in over 200 signatures to the town council back when the zoning was going on. And we, every forum we have, and we've also been going to fairs and fest and getting signatures, so we have quite a few there. The president of this plant told me in a meeting that this was going to be the revitalization of coal in the country, and that these plants would be everywhere if this one took off. This is a concern to me because renewables like solar and wind are even outpacing coal in jobs right now. And we need to work toward a cleaner and healthier energy concept. We're hoping to stop this so we can keep it from spreading further. But our main concern right now is our own community. And, you know, the air doesn't stop at the county line. We've got Du Bois County. We have a big amusement park here just 6 miles down the road, Holiday World. You know, we don't want this for their patrons. And we have a beautiful Hoosier National Forest down here. You know, we got a lot to save here. And it's all about saving lives and saving the future for the future generations, really.